Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire and Family Life. Each week, we give voice to the battlegrounds faced by those that stand up for biblical rights. I am morning news anchor Sarah Harnish, and today we tackle a controversial concept, the legalization of recreational marijuana. You see it everywhere in the news. Is there a Christian stance on the issue? On one hand, you've got Christians saying that marijuana is a plant that the Lord created and it's safer than pharmaceuticals. And on the other hand, many arguing it's another drug available for abuse and a gateway drug that opens the door to addiction. Voters in Washington, D.C., Oregon, and Alaska passed resolutions that legalized recreational marijuana use. And we're not talking medicinal for treatment of disease. This is recreational use. Colorado and Washington State already have laws in place. I have with me psychiatrist Dr. Carl Benzione, M.D., the founder and director of the Lighthouse Network. It's an addiction and mental health counseling hotline. Hello there.
Hey, great to be with you, Sarah.
First up, tell me your story. Why did you found the Lighthouse Network?
You know, ever since I was a kid, never wanted to be anything other than a psychiatrist. I actually grew up a little bit in Big Flats, class of 81 Horseheads, and I always just wanted to be a psychiatrist. I was always intrigued by decision making and why people make the decisions we make, and both from a scientific standpoint and a biblical standpoint. There's, you know, so many examples in the Bible of people that made great decisions and then people that made crappy decisions. So I was always very interested in psychiatry and how to bring science and the Bible together to be able to help us function as Jesus intended for that abundant living. And Lighthouse Network sort of grew out of my interest in wanting to educate the church more about these addiction and psychiatric issues, and then help my medical colleagues to understand how this spiritual divine power component is really necessary in the true healing and transformation process. And so Lighthouse Network also developed a helpline. As I go out and speak, there's many people in our society. It's an epidemic of addiction and depression and struggles that we have in this, trials and tribulations that we have in this world. And so our helpline was developed to be able to help those that are struggling find Christian care. So even though we're in this great information age, it's really hard for the average layperson or even pastors to find what's a good Christian treatment program for the people in their family or their congregation. So our 844 Life Change number just does a great job of helping people understand this crazy complex medical system, give them hope, encouragement, but then start to give them answers as to what are the Christian programs available to them to be able to access for themselves or their loved ones.
I love that blending of science and biblical truth. That's very, very unique. You've been to medical school, and from your vantage point, can you tell me what marijuana does to the human body?
Yeah, marijuana is just a very dangerous thing. There's THC, which is the psychoactive element of marijuana, and that's the most commonly used aspect of marijuana. But then there is another chemical aspect of marijuana called cannabidiol. And that's where some places use that for the medical element, and it's not psychoactive. It doesn't have that euphoria, that high, that relaxation, that psychotic element. So some, there's 26 or 27 states that have approved medical marijuana, and that's still pretty controversial. There's not a whole lot of studies that are good studies that show that marijuana, the medical part of it, is actually beneficial without the downside. But there's significant study and good science available about how THC, the commonly used part of marijuana, is very dangerous. So there's acute effects of marijuana, and that's bloodshot eyes, giggly, giddy, getting the munchies, but then slow reaction time, slow in judgment, maybe some slurred speech, sedation, uncoordination. But the most significant aspect is the effect on the brain. I just need to state something that's very important but often overlooked. Our brain is our most important asset. You know, it's how we make decisions, our judgment. You know, we're called to develop the mind of Christ. We have that abundant living by making good, godly decisions. You know, even whenever somebody's in the hospital and they're in the ICU, their body might be fully functional, but if they're brain dead, there's no brain activity, they say that person's life has ended. It's such an easy fact. Our brain is our most important asset, but it's so often overlooked and taken for granted, this great gift that God has given us, our brain. But marijuana is so injurious and so damaging to our brain chemistry, especially those areas of the brain in perception, in judgment, in decision-making. And even Harvard came out with a study about 6 months ago that showed even casual use, So they had 20 people in the study, and 7 of those 20 people were people that only used a couple joints a week. They showed significant brain changes in just a 6-month period with just casual use on those areas of the brain that are so important for understanding our environment, processing that information, and then being a good decision maker.
What can you say to the crowd out there that wants to use marijuana for chronic pain?
We have plenty of medications for pain. Most of the movement for legalizing marijuana is really a very small minority of people from the 60s and 70s that used marijuana during the course of their, you know, younger life, and they really want to validate that their lifestyle was okay and that using marijuana is okay and they weren't wrong. And that's where most of the money comes, to really push this movement that marijuana isn't dangerous, that it's okay. And it's almost like they're addicted. You know, they can't give it up. They can't give up the fight. They're addicted to it. So there really isn't good medical studies. About the closest thing we have is there's some pediatric seizure disorders that maybe that medical element of marijuana, not the one that affects your, you know, your perception and hallucinations and euphoria, but the medical element of it might be beneficial for pediatric seizures. And so that's an area that still needs a lot more science and still needs a lot more study. But this recreational marijuana that we have, it isn't approved by the FDA. The FDA doesn't monitor it, so there's no dosing that you have to put on the label. So especially in Colorado and the states that have it now for the last year or so, it's in all kind of edibles, gummy bears, candies, cookies, but there's no label as to what the dose is. So people are overdosing. The ER is seeing a huge amount of overdoses. There's accidental deaths. There's shootings that have happened just because of people getting more than they're expecting. And it's just really affecting their brain in such damaging ways.
Well, why fight this? Why should Christians get involved? Why should this be a battleground?
From a biblical standpoint, we want to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. We want to be good decision makers. We want to be able to see the truth and act on the truth. Marijuana distorts our ability to see things clearly. Any of these addictive drugs, they become coping mechanisms. So instead of going to God to get our needs met and to soothe us and to comfort us, going to anything else, whether it's marijuana, whether it's work, whether it's shopping, is an idol. It detracts and interferes with our relationship with God. So from that addictive standpoint, we certainly don't want marijuana to be part of the process. But even if you just look at the impact on society, just like alcohol has impacted our society over the years, and we've had it put in so much legislation to protect from alcohol. Then we had cigarettes and the addictive element and the dangerous element of cigarettes and the health hazards. Now we have prescription drugs over the last, you know, 20 years as far as narcotics and addictive pain meds and stimulants. And now we've had more overdoses from those abused medications than illegal drugs. And so in about 10 years, we're going to see the same thing with marijuana. All we realize is that these drugs, these addictions, become easier to get. They get to younger kids more frequently and more easily, whether it's happy hour, whether it's K2 or spice or knockoffs of marijuana. So we want to protect our kids' mind. We're called to steward them and to protect them and disciple them. And so we want to protect their brain. That's going to be their most precious asset to living life to its fullest and to engaging with God in its fullest. So we want to protect our society from these deleterious aspects. Whenever we have our authority saying, hey, this is safe, go ahead and use it, our kids don't know the science. So whenever they see the authority say, hey, this is okay, wow, boy, look, it's legal. We've seen an increase in marijuana use in schools, so increase in expulsions, increase in marijuana use by teens. Now they're using it more than alcohol, I think because of this implicit message given by, you know, the authority in our government that says it's legal, so therefore legal means safe. So go ahead, kids, you know, use it and get all the benefits from it, and there's no downside to it. Mm-hmm. And that's just a dangerous message and a very slippery slope that we're on.
So instead of listening to the authorities, listen to the authority, right?
Exactly. Listen to that Holy Bible.
If you want to find the Lighthouse Network, we've got their website linked to our website. You can find that at fln.org/news. Dr. Bencio, thank you so much for your time and for your work.
Great, Sarah. Thanks a lot.